Stefan and I decided to change up the response today, and instead of doing Psalm 84, we did a paraphrase of Psalm 84 in the form of Hymn 517. But that first verse really caught me. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts, to me. My thirsty soul desires and longs within thy courts to be. My very heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. Beautiful words, aren't they? It made me wonder, what does your thirsty soul desire and long for? What does your very heart and flesh cry out for? Is it God? Is it something else? Do you even know what it is? It's okay if you don't. A lot of us don't know. A lot of us don't know what our soul really longs for. We think we do, but it's hard to really genuinely know when there are so many things competing for our attention, when there are so many mixed messages that we get. We're told that we're supposed to want all kinds of things, and our desires tend to fly around like anxious swallows, flitting from one want and desire to another. O God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you, is how St. Augustine begins his Confessions. Our hearts are restless, hungry, seeking, desirous. It's human nature. We all have certain wants. We all have certain needs, really. Food and water and shelter. But how do we learn to distinguish between lunch and the bread that comes down from heaven? It's difficult, isn't it? We all need security. We all need to feel safe, personally and emotionally and financially, but you all know how hard it is to really feel secure in any of those ways. I mean, really, how many of us feel really, really financially secure? And that anxiety can lead to greed, can't it? How many of us feel that it's safe to show our emotions, to reveal our own inner lives, to close friends, maybe? But a lot of times we don't feel safe, and so we shut down. How many feel physically safe in your own home, or where you work, or out in the world? Probably fewer of us feel really safe than you would imagine. And what does that anxiety drive us towards? All of this anxiety just keeps that swallow flitting around and keeps us from knowing, from truly knowing what our hearts, our flesh, our soul longs for, cries out for. Now, we can mitigate some of that anxiety with friendships and intimacy. That's another thing that we all need. We all need people around us who can help us make sense out of it all. We need to feel like we belong somewhere. We need to know that we are valued. We need to know that our lives matter. We need to know that we matter. We need to be in touch with our soul. And we need to pay attention to it. We need times and places where we can settle down and become aware of our own soul. This is the first, wildest, and wisest thing I know, says poet Mary Oliver, that the soul exists and that it is built entirely out of attentiveness. The soul is built entirely out of attentiveness. How are you being attentive? Poets are often the most attentive of us. That's why we need them around. And our psalmist today is a pilgrim poet who has traveled a very long way. This pilgrim has gone through desert vales and found springs there. They've climbed from height to height. And you all know that you can't go from height to height without going through a lot of difficult terrain on the way, right? It's not all from going from glory to glory. There's plenty of slogging that you have to do to get from one place to another. This poet pilgrim arrives and looks toward the altar and notices birds nesting in the crevices of the temple nearby. It's an image that has always arrested me. In the words of the actual Psalm 84, even the bird has found a home, and the swallow a nest for itself that puts its fledglings by your altars. That's an amazing image to me. This small, vulnerable bird nested in the walls of the temple, placing its young near the altar. We're not talking about an altar like this, a wooden table that's beautifully decorated inside of a railing surrounded by an artfully designed stone building. No, the altar that the psalmist sees is likely the one that Solomon built and is praying in front of today. That altar, likely the altar of burnt offerings, according to the book of Chronicles, was 30 feet wide and 30 feet long and 15 feet high, and it stood not inside, but just outside of the temple, and it was where burnt offerings, where sacrifices of animals and birds were offered. Now, swallows were not offered in sacrifice, but still, placing your young near the place where animal sacrifices are taking place. This is not, I imagine, a place of serene calm and tranquility. Rather, it was likely a place of tumult and confusion, of blood and smoke and ashes. And this is where this vulnerable creature not only finds rest, but lays her young. Isn't that amazing? It's not in some secluded mountain hermitage, but right in the midst of the hurly-burly of life and death that this bird makes her home. And it reminds me of a line from another psalm, which you undoubtedly know. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Psalm 23. Or in another translation, in the presence of those who trouble me. That's where the soul finds rest. Or where it can find rest, even in the midst of the most chaotic circumstances, the soul can find rest there because God is present there, even in the midst of chaos. And all we have to do is pay attention to it. Learn how to listen to the soul. Learn how to listen to its cries and be attentive to its longings. Now, that doesn't seem so difficult, does it? It's not easy, but it's not difficult. It's a simple thing, but it's hard to do, right? Now, Jesus says a lot of difficult and troubling things in the gospel reading today. And it's summer, and at this point in the homily, I'm not about to start unpacking all of it, okay? We can't pretend that it's not part of our scriptures and that we don't have to wrestle with all of that. But we also need to remember, I think, that Jesus is talking to people like us, people who are restless and who are anxious, people who are not paying attention to their souls. So at some point, we'll need to wrestle with what he says, but today, let it be enough that we pay attention to that swallow. Or maybe let it be enough that we pay attention to the wisdom that comes from Peter, who says, basically, yeah, I don't necessarily get it, but really, where else am I going to go? September is coming, which means that soon many of our lives will be chock-a-block with tasks and duties and meetings and places to be and all kinds of things. And today, let it be enough that we listen for and pay attention to our own soul. That bird-like being who knows that there is rest and food and safety in the presence of God. And maybe even more importantly, knows that God's presence is all around. God's presence is everywhere. God's presence is so all-encompassing that really, where are we going to go? Today, I encourage you to be attentive to that small, fluttering voice in you, to the voice that desires us to experience a deep rootedness in the soil of our own created being, the voice that thirsts for real, authentic connection in community, the voice that cries out to tell the truth about ourselves and the world, the voice that has breathed life into us and that longs for us to share that life with others. Pay attention to that voice, the voice of your heart, the voice of your soul, the voice of God. Amen.